worship him tonight. Let's sing this song, "I Won't Have to Cross Jordan Alone." Amen.
Oh, Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, yes, there is something about the cross. Oh, this evening, that's where we are looking at Calvary. Oh, what happened there? Oh, that has made us what you are. And myself, tonight, we thank the Lord for the cross. He lives. Amen. That's why we also, we are alive. Oh, whilst I was in there, I thought it was a house full of people. Oh, praise God. And then when I came out, I just saw some few brethren. God magnifying voices. Praise God. He said, I can take the stones and make them as a great army. Oh, to worship me. Oh, praise God. You weren't alone here. Praise God. You weren't alone here. Amen. Amen. There are angels. Amen. All around. Amen. Oh, glory be to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, God. Oh, shall we be seated for a moment? Amen. God richly bless you. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. This evening, we thank the Lord for what he has done for us. The day so far, our going outs and coming ins. And today, I know there are a lot of people that are at work now, and many also have traveled. We will remember all of them in prayer tonight. And then we have visitors amongst us tonight. Praise God. Oh, God bless them. We have Leonardo, the brother of Neto. Oh, God bless you, brother. You are welcome. God bless you. And then we have Sister Anika. Oh, hallelujah. From Germany. She's on a visit to Sister Angel. They met at a youth camp. And, you know, they become what? Sisters in the Lord. And she decided to come and pay a visit for about a week. And so we'll be playing host to her. So, Sister Anika, you're welcome. Amen. God richly bless you. Amen. And tonight, we have some requests on the pulpit here. Our young sister, Jessie, has started a new school out of town and out of the family home. Praise God. So we shall remember her in prayer because out there, we know she's going to meet different kind of characters, spirits, and other things. But we know we have a God. Amen. That wherever we go, he is with us. Amen. Amen. And then we shall remember Sister Comfort also, my wife. She's traveled to Italy. We remember her in prayer. And through that, we remember all the sisters and brothers that have traveled also. I can remember Sister Nachisa, Sister Lillian, and then our brother Tony. For a long time, we've not seen him yet. Let's remember him in prayer tonight. Do you all agree with it? Amen. Amen. So tonight, we have this prayer request here on the pulpit, but there are requests. There are many things that needs to be taken care of. Praise God. As a church, amen. So we are going to see to that tonight. And meanwhile, I believe, and it is believed that no one has yet put down your what? The armor of God. Amen. 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 Last week, we mounted the armor of God. And there is no need. We are not supposed to what? Put that armor of God down any other day. Any other hour or a minute or second. Because as we all know, they said, Satan doesn't go on holiday. And so we are also not going on holiday. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We are going to chase him out. Hallelujah. Praise Amen. God. So we are still wearing our what? Amen. The armor of God. And last week, we acted like what Hezekiah did. Amen. Yes, sir. That's the way we acted. Hezekiah's reaction. What did he removed all the high places. Amen. Broke all the images. And cut down all the groves. Praise the Lord. Then he broke into pieces the brazen serpent. See? It has done its work already. And still they were worshiping it. And that's a type of what? Our own former life. Amen. Our former life behavior and attitudes. Sometimes they come back again and we begin to what? Worship it. We begin to allow it to what? To work in our lives. We broke them all last week. Amen. And then we remembered how God himself, he assured and commanded Jeremiah also. He said, I've set you over all the nations and kingdoms, which is a type of what? We have been set over what? The powers of Satan and the enemies. Praise God. Amen. And he said, now you need to do is what? Root out. Amen. Amen. Root them out. Pull them down. And destroy them. And then begin to plant and build. And I believe that's where we are. We have started planting. We have built a home now that is without blemish. Amen. No wrinkle. A holy house for the Lord to live in. Amen. Amen. As we all know, brethren, we are still on the battle. We are laying the foundation. Amen. He said, we walk in the flesh. Give me that scripture. Let's look at it. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 6. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brethren, tonight, Brother Leonardo and Sister Anita, Wednesdays are for prayer meeting. We come and chase the work of the enemy, Satan. We come, chase him out. Praise God. So tonight, it's all for what? Prayer meeting. Hallelujah. Amen. So, he said, we walk in the flesh, but we do not war after the flesh. Amen. And our weapons of warfare, they are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of all strongholds. Amen. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Amen. See, sometimes our thoughts will travel somewhere. Amen. Thinking about things that are what? Not right before the Lord. But now we have that authority to bring every thought under the word, the obedience of Christ. Amen. Amen. And then, verse 6. Oh, yes. I love verse 6 very well. Look at it. It said, and having in a readiness. That means you have something ready. Amen. Having in a readiness to revenge. That's the way how we go to be readiness. Amen. To revenge against all what? Disobedience. Amen. Praise the Lord. When your obedience is fulfilled. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Do you know how to overcome disobedience? When you obey. Oh, praise. That's simple as short. If you want to overcome the spirit of obedience, disobedience, just obey. Amen. Does it? Amen. Amen. And we know that it was through disobedience that brought what? Sin. When God instructed Adam and Eve, this tree of the knowledge of good and death, Never do what? Never touch it. And they disobeyed. See, disobedience. But if you want to overcome disobedience, let obedience be fulfilled in your life. Amen. Amen. Oh, how many love him tonight? Amen. Tonight, what we are going to do is we are going to stir up, amen, our pure minds by way of remembrance of our work as what? Priests and kings.
Amen.
Amen. As priests and kings, the royal priesthood, the holy church, the peculiar people of God. Tonight, we are going to look if our priesthood office, maybe, you know, when you go to the office, you have two trays. Huh? One tray is for in, and one is for out. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it looks as if there are a lot of in. The in tray, our priesthood office, the in tray is filled up. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Amen. Tonight we are going to see to every file. Amen. And transfer everything to the out tray.
Amen.
Stamped and sealed.
Amen.
Never to come back again.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And so shall we stand now to the reading of our word, our text tonight. Amen. Revelation 1, 3 to 6. Revelation 1, 3 to 6. Today I want to move, but I don't have the mobile listen. Oh, praise God. When you get it like this, you get stationed. I don't want to be stationed tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyway, I'll go around anyway. When the Spirit moves me, I will move. Amen. Let's hear the word of God. Starting from verse 3. It says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. It says, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. See, that hath made us kings and priests unto God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you, brother. Brother really wants me to move tonight. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Our second reading is in 1 John. 1 John 3, 2, verse 2 and verse 3. It said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that had this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Oh, dear Lord Jesus, tonight, oh, your children, we are back again, oh God, in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day so far. You have kept us, Lord, in our homes. You have fed us, you've sustained us, you've clothed us, Lord. And even gentle mercies that, Lord, you have given to us, O God, from our various homes. You've brought us together, Lord. Tonight also, Lord Jesus, we've come, O God, oh, for your word to be examined, Lord, and bring unto us utterances that, Lord, that will never come from us, but from the Holy Spirit, Lord. The Lord Jesus, whatever we say, O God, will be according to your will, O God, that you have purposed for us even before the foundation of the world. Lord, bless your word now and make it a living bread, Lord, unto us. And inspire us, Lord, tonight by your word, O God. Father, we thank you for our brother Leonardo, who, O Lord, tonight is in amongst us, O God. Father, he is your son, Lord. And he's here, God, to hear from you, Lord Jesus. And same also, we thank you for Jenny Messes you have given to Anika, Lord, from all the way from Germany. And that, Lord Jesus, we commit her stay, Lord, into your hands. That, Father, it will be something memorable, Lord, in her life, O God. Father, once again, we say thank you for all that you have done for us. And even, Lord, as the time for prayer, we will remember those who have traveled and our little daughter who has gone to school, Lord. We will commit all of them into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated tonight, kings and priests? Tonight, kings and priests. In our second reading, he said, beloved, now we are the sons of God. Amen. Amen. And it does not appear what we shall be. It looks as if it doesn't show what we shall be. But one thing we know is that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Amen. And brother, my sister, he has already appeared. How many believe that? Amen. He has already appeared. And so, we know him. We said, for we shall see him as he is. Oh, you have not seen him yet. Amen. He has appeared. Have you seen him? Oh, hallelujah. Look, it's different from the second coming. The appearance will come before the second coming. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. He has appeared unto us. Oh, you want a proof? Let's turn to John 14, 18 to 20. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He said, if every man that had this hope that you have seen his appearing, oh, you'll be able to purify yourself as he is pure. If you have this hope in you that he has appeared to you, oh, yes, sir. He has appeared. Okay. John 14, 18 to 20. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I will come to you. Amen. Yes, sir. I will come to you. And one thing is that, yet a little while, the world seeth me no more. Amen. But ye see me. Amen. Because I live and you shall live also. My brother, my sister, we have seen him. We have seen his appearance. By the word, the message that we are holding, that makes us like him. But the world cannot see him. Yes, sir. So I will come to you. The world will not see me, but you will see me. Praise God. And when you read verse 20, he said, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And that day is the hour that we are living in. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Praise God. And so he said, any man that has this hope in you, if you hope that yes, he has appeared to me, you purify yourself. Amen.
as he is pure. Amen. We are potentially like him. Praise God. Oh my. People are not beginning to what? Believe this. Praise the Lord. Believe it, my brother. He has appeared to you by the message of the hour. That has transformed you from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. That's where you are. Potentially, you are seated in high places with him. My brother, he has appeared to you. Amen. Oh, let's look at where we were before and compare to today. If he has not appeared to you, could this change be possible in your life? Oh, yes, sir. Just look back where you were before and compare it today. It's because he's appeared to you. Now we are waiting for his coming. Yes, sir. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. So he said, brethren, we are still laying the foundation. He said, look, brethren, is all this faith? He said, if any man will hope, if you can get this hope in you, it will purify you every time. Because you know that you are always in his presence. Praise God. And when you are always in his presence, oh, my brother, you never begin to do what? Do anything that is contrary in your life. If always you are what? You are hoping, you are believing that you are in his presence. Oh, hallelujah. Will you go and take what? Will you go to the disco? No, sir. Will you take a cigarette and put it upon your mouth? No, sir. Praise God. But today, there are a lot of people who are doing it because he has not appeared to them. Amen. That's why he said, the world will not see me, but you will see me. Because that day you will know that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and I in you, and you in me. Amen. Oh, those who he has not appeared unto, they make him what? Three. They make him Father separate, Son separate, Holy Ghost separate. But because he has appeared to you and you know him, he said that day you know that I am in the Father and the Father in me and you in me and I in you. Praise Amen. God. Amen. That's appearing, my brother. Amen. And it will change you if only a man will do what? Will have this hope in him. It will purify you. And my brother, it was through this hope, it was through this faith that the elders, what? They returned good report. And my sister, give us Hebrews 11, 1 to 3. We are still laying the foundation. We are still laying the foundation. Praise God. So through this hope, through this faith, the elders were able to what? Return a good report. Yeah. Hebrews, let's read from verse 1 to 3. It said, now faith is a substance of things hoped for. You see? The evidence of things not seen. And by it, the elders obtained a good report. Now let's look at verse 3. It said, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that, listen closely here, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Oh yeah, praise God. Things that we see are not made from things that appear. Praise God. We are going to read somewhere where the prophet asks, then where did he get the materials? Oh, hallelujah. It is by one spoken word. And so, faith, your faith, my brother, it is not something that is standing here, you are looking at it, and then your faith will just get something. No, sir. Nothing here. There is nothing. You don't see anything. But your faith tells you that This is there. What I want is there. And I've received it. It's mine. Amen. And it will be yours. Amen. Praise God. Yes, sir. My brother, my sister, if the world was created, was framed through faith, and you are living in this world, and you don't have the faith, how can you receive? The place you are living in is already faith that created it. So if you need anything, it has to take that same faith for you to receive it. Amen. Amen. Oh, my brother, if the whole world, this table is made of bread. This is bread. The natural bread. I'm making a type. Everything is bread. Everything. Even the car that you are driving, they see everything is what? Bread. And if you are hungry, what will you eat? Is it not bread you eat? And if faith has created the world, if you want to what? Receive anything, it has to take that same faith. Oh, praise God. And when the same faith meets the condition, he said, he will do it. Amen. Now, the message book, faith is the substance. He said, and the very God back there, now he's talking about this Hebrews 11. He said, the very God back there in the beginning that rolled the world, the moon, the stars, made the things which are seen from things which do not appear. Now, he said, and where did he get the material to make it? He spoke it into existence by his word. When he said, let there be light, and there was light. That is the way how my brother, my sister, we go to what? Receive whatever we are looking for. Amen. If you are sick, you say, I am healed. Amen. And you believe it. And you are healed. Amen. Yes, sir. He said, and that is what? That is deity. And he said, a portion of deity dwells in the heart of every born again Christian. And the prophet shouted, hallelujah. Deity. When he said, let there be light. And there was light. He said, that is what? Deity. Amen. Amen. And this portion of deity is in every born again Christian. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, then what did he say? He said, ask what you will, and it will be given unto you. Amen. That is what? That's faith. Deity fell on that day of Pentecost, and it is still falling. Amen. Amen. Deity fell on the day of Pentecost, and it is still falling today. Amen. Oh, my brother, you remember, we have heard it already. That day when Elijah was going, oh, yes, sir. Meanwhile, Elisha said he needed what? A double portion from what? Elijah. Amen. And when Elijah was going and his robe fell upon Elisha, it gave him what? His faith. He received a double portion. Amen. Amen. The same also when Christ was going, oh, yes, sir. His robe, the Holy Ghost, fell upon us. Amen. And he said, the things that I did, you will do also. And even greater, that is the double portion. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Are you getting it? Amen. Amen. When Christ was also going, his robe fell on the day of Pentecost. That's the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he said, the things that I did, you will do also. And even greater things you will do. Amen. Amen. Double portion. Now we are coming to our scripture tonight. Amen. Amen. Kings and priests. Put it on the board for me. Kings and priests. Tonight we are going to see a lot of files we need to send all to the out. Amen. Amen. Said, he had made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Said, one thing you know, God had always called someone either to be a king or to be a priest. Do you know that? God had always called someone to be a king. That's all. Or to be a priest. Praise God. But my brother, look at where you and I, we are today. God had made us both what? Kings and priests. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Amen. You know, when he made Uzziah king, then Uzziah one day wanted to take the place of the priest. What happened? Leprosy upon him. Amen. So when he calls you to be what? A king. He will remain as a king. And he call you out to be a priest. He will remain as a priest. But look the grace that has come to us. We have been what? Called to be what? Kings and priests. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, kings and priests. Where are we tonight? Are we at our post of duty? Are we exercising the dominion as kings? Are we offering spiritual sacrifices as priests? Are we interceding for one another as priests tonight? Let's look at it. And now the message, the scripture we read, reading from the message book, The Seven Church Ages, page 53. Or paragraph 53. Now, the seven spirits that are before God, these seven spirits represent what? The seven spirits that will be sent toward the seven church ages. We have heard it already. The seven spirits that were before God, they are what? The seven messengers that will be sent toward the seven church ages. And he said, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead. He is what? The first begotten of the dead. Oh, someone will say, what about Lazarus? Lazarus also died and he was resurrected even before Jesus died. And here he's saying he is the first. Oh, it's because Lazarus died again. Amen. Praise the Lord. But when this man resurrected, he never died. He lives forever. That's why he is what? The first begotten of the dead. Amen. Yes, sir. I said, then the prophet said, my, just look at what John got all wound up here. When he looked, he just goes on speaking. He said, now listen, to him who loved us. Look at it. Jesus loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and had made us what? Kings and priests unto God. He has what? He loved us, and then he washed us from all our sins with his own blood. And then he made us what? Kings and priests unto God. Oh, the prophet said, he made us, not he made me. He made us. Not made me priest and king. He made us. Made us means the church. Amen. Amen. That's why tonight, the church, the priesthood of the church, tonight, we are going to our office and see whether there are files that we have not attended to. Amen. He said, now, he's addressing what? The seven church ages. Okay. Now he said, dominion and glory be to him forever and ever. Now the prophet asks, has made us priests. Now we start with priests. He had made us what? Priests. He said, did you ever know what a priest is? What his office is? A priest is to make sacrifices and to make intercessions. Amen. Amen. Have we been doing that? Praise the Lord. That's why our entry is what? Filled up. Amen. The office of the priesthood. Tonight the church together tonight. We are going to work tonight. Amen. Amen. And take every file from the in tray and deal with it. Amen. Stamp it and seal it and put it in the out tray. Amen. Amen. That's what we are going to do tonight. Amen. He said, over in Hebrew, it was said, the church is the royal priesthood. The church is what? The royal priesthood. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. That's what you are tonight. Amen. And every man, listen, every man and woman that comes to God enters into the veil. Amen. Every man and woman that comes to God enters into what? Enters into the veil. And so that's where we are now. We are within the veil. And when you are within the veil, you are in the presence of what? The Shekinah glory himself. Amen. We are in the holiest of holies. Amen. That's where we are standing tonight. Oh, the priesthood. Amen. The church is the royal priesthood. And tonight, the church, the royal priesthood, to make sacrifices and to make intercessions. Amen. Amen. Just like what? Aaron. Yes, sir. When Aaron is going to the holiest of holies, he said, every man and woman that comes to God, you are what? Within the veil. You have entered the veil, isn't it? Oh, praise God. Now we are going to see what Aaron, when he's going there, what he does. Praise the Lord. Before Aaron will enter into the holies of holies, he got to put on what? The priesthood what? Dress. Amen. Amen. You got to put on what? The priesthood dress. And he said, there were what? Two onyx stones that had been put on the what? On the shoulders of the ephod that he's wearing. And these two stones, one here, praise God. What is in there? In there is written what? The names of the children of Israel. Praise God. Six here, on the breastplate. Oh, then he carries the names of the children of Israel into the holiest of holies. Before the Shekinah glory. Amen. My brother, we are the royal priesthood. That we are within the veil. And we are supposed, my brother, as a church, all the time we got to carry our brother, our sister, or upon the world, upon the efforts, upon the breastplate, and go into the holiest of holies and pray and commit them into the hands of the Lord. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. That's the work of the royal priesthood. Amen. My brethren, let us watch. You see, you always pray for yourself. Pray for, no, sir. As a royal priesthood, a church, you know individually in the church here the needs of people. Amen. My brother, what you are supposed to do as a royal priesthood is what? Remember your brother, your sister, carry him or her upon your shoulders and go to the presence of the Lord. And what? Pray for that brother's need. Pray for that sister's need. Put it before the Lord. Amen. That makes you a royal priesthood. That's the function of the church. To pray for one another. Amen. And we know in this house, a lot of people are looking for job. A lot of people haven't got their documents what right. They are not regular. Amen. Amen. There are homes that are looking for what? The cry of babies. Amen. You know amongst the church here, you know them. Amen. Amen. How many times have we taken one another as the royal priesthood? Amen. These are the files. These are the files that are the entrails of the office of what? The priesthood in this church that needs to what? Needs to be transferred to the outray. Amen. Amen. We have allowed it to pile up because we don't pray for one another. Brethren, tonight, we are going to demonstrate to prove that we are the royal priesthood. Amen. Amen. As a church, take someone upon your effort, their shoulder, the breastplate. Go to his presence and commit that brother, commit that sister into the hands of God. You know what he's looking for. Amen. Amen. He's looking for a document. His documents are not yet regular. Take him to Lord upon your shoulder tonight. You know he's looking for a job. Take him upon your shoulder tonight. Praise the Lord. That makes us what? A church. A church is what? The body of Christ with many members. And we need one another. Amen. We need one another. Brethren, tonight, as royal priesthood, that's our work. Aaron goes in there, carrying what? The names of the children of Israel. To go and do what? Oh, give me Exodus 28, 29. Oh, yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Brethren, the tray is filled up. We need to what? We need to deal with every file that's in the entry tonight. The needs of this church. Individual needs. Let us pray over them tonight. That is our work. He has given us the work. He has called you to be a priest. Amen. Amen. He has made you a priest. And so he's giving authority into your hands. Amen. Amen. It's in your hands. But we are not making use of it. And now the entry has filled up, it's just piled up. Oh, there's work to do tonight. There's work to do the other day and the next, till he comes. But we have to empty what? The entry. Praise the Lord. Heard, what did he say? He said, and Aaron shall bear the names of the children of Israel in the breastplate of judgment upon his heart when he goeth in unto the holy place for a memorial before the Lord continually, continually. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Praise God. If you want to read about the priesthood dress, just read the whole of Exodus 28 and see how it is. Amen. And the prophet is saying that every man and woman that comes to God enters into the veil. Yes, sir, that's where you are. Church, royal priesthood, to make sacrifices and to make intercessions. That's our work tonight, royal priesthood. Peculiar people. That's where we are standing, within the veil, within the presence of him. Let us carry one another tonight, knowing the needs of this church, and commit them into the hands of the Lord. Amen. And then, he has made you a king also. Not only what? Priests. He has made us priests and what? Kings. And now let's look at it. In the message book, this great warrior, David, preached in Chicago, 1955, he said, notice, David was called by election. He was elected, called, anointed, and placed. Yes, sir. He was what? Elected, called, anointed, and placed. Yes, sir. Placed how? He said, he was called from what? A sheep heading to be the king anointed, and positionally placed. Amen. My brother, he has called us. He has what? Elected us. Amen. We were somewhere. Then he elected us. Then when he has elected you, he calls you. And then anoints you. And then positionally he placed you as what? As a king. As he did unto what? As he did unto David. Amen. He called Abraham. Abraham by election. He called Isaac as a justification. He called what? Jacob as grace. And he called Joseph as perfection. Amen. David called him to be what? A king. Yes, sir. So how many? The prophet asks, how many Christians are here tonight? How many Christians are here tonight? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. The prophet said, how many Christians are here? Raise up your hands. I raise up double hands, Lord. Oh, yes, sir. He said, you are not a Christian by your desire. Good. Amen. There is something in there. Truly. You are not a Christian by your own desire. You are a Christian by God's desire. Amen. Isn't it great? That God desired you to be a priest, to be a king, to be a Christian. It has never been your desire, but his desire. That's why you are what? Seated here. Because he said, no man can come unto me except what? The Father draws him. Amen. No man can come unto me except the Father draws him. And so, it wasn't your own desire to be a Christian. It was the desire of God. Amen. Amen. He desired you. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you happy? Because we couldn't have approached him. He called us into it. Amen. And he said, elected by God before the foundation of the world to be a Christian. See. He said, first thing, you are elected and then you are called. And then God elected you and called you and did what? And then he anointed you with what? Oil. And that is what? The Holy Ghost. Amen. Because when he elected David and called him, the next was what? He was what? Anointed. That is a type of what? The Holy Ghost to us. Amen. David was anointed. And that is what? The Holy Ghost. So when God calls, God elects you and calls you. Amen. And then he positionally places you, he anoints you. And that anointing is what? Is the Holy Spirit. David's own was what? The physical oil that was poured upon him. And listen to what the prophet said here. He said he poured the oil upon David. Just went all over him. Yes, sir. The Holy Ghost. When it comes upon you, it takes the whole of your person. He said it falls upon all over him. The whole horn. You see, Samuel was holding a horn filled with what? Oil. He didn't pour small and then kept the rest and took it away. No, sir. Amen. God will never give you anything half. Yes, sir. Samuel, with the horn, the oil filled up. He did what? He poured all upon David. Yes, sir. He said, the whole horn, full of it, not sparingly. And that's the way God pours the Holy Ghost on a man. Not sparingly, but baptize him into it, anointing him with what? With his spirit. So when God is giving you something, not sparingly, Leonardo, not just something small. He gives you what? A full of it. Amen. Yes, sir. That's what he is tonight. Right then, when the oil fell upon, oh yes, Sir David, he said the anointing struck him, and he was positionally placed as king. Amen. Yes, sir. And now tonight, you are placed positionally in Christ Jesus as kings and priests. And the prophet said, is that right? The moment you receive the Holy Ghost, God places you in the kingdom of to be a heir. What a beautiful picture. My brethren, tonight, that's where we are. We are priests and kings unto God. Now, when you are a king, my brother, you have what? Dominion. Amen. You have dominion over what? Over all of the kingdom. That's, you have dominion over everything. Praise God. You have what? The authority in your hands. Amen. Tonight, that's where we are as kings. We have authority in our hands. We have dominion over every works of Satan, over every powers. Amen. We have dominion to say, let it be there, and it has to come to pass. Amen. Our faith. Oh, tonight, I know my brother is looking for a job. I know my brother is looking for documents. Yes, sir. I am what? A king. I am a priest. Meanwhile, oh, yes, sir. I am interceding for him as a priest. I'm interceding tonight as a priest for him, for her. Praise God. Because that's my work. The authority has been given to me. Oh, do you know one day when the children of Israel, praise the Lord, when the children of Israel provoked God, when they said, Moses, you take too much upon yourself. We are all holy people. And so they appointed what? Abiram, Dathan, and Korah, they stood up against Moses. And God said, separate yourself. If you know that you don't want their leadership, separate yourself. Some people were stubborn. They were what? They followed Dathan, Abiram, and Korah. Praise the Lord. God struck them with a plague. Yes, sir. And they were dying in their numbers. Then Moses saw it. He called what? The priest. Aaron, take the censer. Take the coal from what? From the altar. And run. Oh, amen. Amen. And Aaron has to take the censer. Went toward the altar. Took what? Fire. Amen. Amen. Put it upon the censer. And went among them. And it stayed the hand of God. Praise the Lord. My brother, tonight, as priests, let's take what? Let's take the coal from the altar. And the coal from the altar, the fire from the altar, is the word of God tonight. Take it and run and intercede for your brother. Intercede for your sister. The word of God is so powerful tonight. Amen. That's your work. That's my work. As priests and as kings, we have dominion. If it is what? It is the enemy that is worrying, that has been a hindrance in the life of your brother, in the life of your sister. You are a king. You have dominion, power, authority over every work of Satan. You can say, hey, Satan, get out of from here. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Tonight, my brother, as kings and priests, the royal priesthood, the kings in the hands of God. Are we doing our work? Amen. Aaron took the censer, took the fire from the altar, ran amongst the people, and it stayed God's hands. Amen. Every plague had to what? Has to die away to save the people because of their disobedience. Amen. Brother, tonight, that's where I'm standing. That's where you are standing. He had made us kings and priests. We got to use that authority. Tonight, we have many requests in the hearts of many people in the church here. Take as many. Aaron was carrying what? 6 here, 6 here. 12 names. But my brother, you can take what? As many as you want. Amen. Upon your shoulder tonight. Upon your breastplate tonight. And go to the presence of the Lord. And pray for that to your brother. Pray for that to your sister. Amen. And he said it was what? Aaron was doing it what? Continuously. Amen. From today, now, the in-tray must get finished. You must transfer everything, stamped and sealed, and pass them out. So that's what we are going to do. Every need in this house, my brother, we must continuously, amen, take it upon our hearts and go to the presence of the Lord. And be what? Remembering those our brothers and sisters. Every one of them. And it should be continuously, brethren. Continuously. Not tonight after we have finished praying, it's over. But back in what? In our different closets. Let's continue to remember one another in prayer. Amen. Oh, ask, you can even ask your brother. Brother, what do you think I can do to help you? Amen. I'm desiring to take you into my prayer. Oh, you can even ask your brother. You can even ask your sister. Amen. Amen. That is what the church needs to do. That will really bring us together as a holy church. Without blemish, without wrinkle. A powerful word, church, to the glory of God. If we begin to do those kind of things, God will come in. Amen. With real fire and what? Manifest his word and make it Lord for us to see that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's one thing we are lacking, which we need to do now from today, continuously. Take people into your, upon your shoulders, upon your breastplate, and go to the presence of the Lord and be remembering each and everyone in prayer. You are a priest. You are a king. You have every authority upon your hands. Praise God. Tonight, brethren, as the musicians come, amen. It is the will of God for us to do this. Amen. It is the will, listen closely, it is the will of God as a church for us to be doing this to one another. Amen. Amen. Remembering one another. I believe all what the doctors have written about our sisters who are still looking for what? The homes that are looking for babies. My brother, my sister, our prayer alone can what? Bring it to pass. If we begin to pray for one another, all those who are seeking for documents that are not yet, struggling every day, my brother, my sister, if we will come together as one body in Christ Jesus, praying for one another, it has to happen, my brother. Amen. Amen. If the brethren that are looking for jobs, oh, the right job they are looking for, if we would take one another upon our shoulders, upon our heart, and go to his presence. He will do it, my brother. It's only because we are not doing it. This is his desire. This is what he desired the church to do. But we have not been doing it. Now, continuously from tonight, brethren, we have been what? Our pure mind has been what? Has been stirred up by way of remembrance. As Peter said, my second epistle to you is to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance that you do what? You will always be obedient. It's needful for you. Oh, let us, is what scripture? Oh, hallelujah. That's Second Peter 3. Give me Second Peter 3. Amen. Second Peter 3. Praise God. And so, tonight, the purpose of tonight's meeting is to stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance of the work that needs to be done. Said this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Go on. That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us by the apostles of the Lord our Savior, the Lord and Savior. Amen. That we should be mindful. Amen. We should be what? Mindful of what has been what? Given to us. Praise the Lord. So tonight, setting up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Amen. That we should be mindful of the words that have been spoken by the prophets, the old prophets, and by the apostles. And if we do it, then we will see his hands moving amongst us. Because we need to go back to Pentecost. That's where we need to go. We need to go back to Pentecost, brethren. That's the origin where we need to be. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. From tonight, let's begin to act as priests and kings to his glory. Yeah. said, I am not a God that you need to always pray to me. No, sir. But I am a God that answers back. I am a God that fulfills my promises. I'm a God that knows your needs. I am the God that say, just ask and it shall be given unto you. I am a God that said to you, seek and ye shall find. I am a God that says, you knock, I will open the door unto you. Let us now put on the priesthood dress now and carry one another upon our shoulders, upon our hearts. Let's remember one another. That is the work of the church. The prophet says, he has made us, not he has made me. He had made us, that means the church, the royal priesthood. Your prayer tonight.
Sunshine or shadow,
let us this moment now remember our young sister Jessie. She's now, let's remember, let's sing the song, He Cared For You, and let's pray for our young sister, Jesse, as she's out now from home, out of town, on her own now at school. Let's sing the song, Jesus, as He Cared For You. He cared for you through sunshine and shadows, and all the brethren and sisters that have traveled, Sister Comfort, Sister Nachisa, Sister Lillian, let's remember all of them in prayer that the Lord will care for them through sunshine and shadows. The Lord will keep them. Committing all of them, our sister, young sister Jessie, let's remember her. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we know out there are different kinds of spirits. We know out there, oh God, different kinds of characters. But Lord Jesus, we know, oh God, that you are the omnipresent God, omnipotent God, and omniscient God, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh yes, even as you kept Daniel, Shadrach, Abednego. Oh, you kept them in that far away land, oh God. Nothing could touch them. The lions could not consume them. Fire could not consume them. Same also, Lord, we see our sister Jesse, Lord. The spiritual lions can never touch her. Spiritual fires can never consume her. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, keep her and strengthen her. Let your Holy Spirit of God overshadow her. And Father, let her life of God be, Lord Jesus, an example, O Lord, to win someone even to Christ. Same also, Lord, our sister Nachisa, Lillian, Comfort, our brother Tony, oh, and as many the Lord are not here tonight, Lord, we commit all of them into your hands. The Lord Jesus, oh, you keep them, oh Lord, even Father, the spirit that has inspired us tonight, the anointing that, Lord, we have received tonight, Lord, wherever they are, let it be their portion, that the same spirit, Lord, will touch them, the Lord, they will carry one another upon their shoulders, upon their hearts. And the Lord Jesus will carry one another upon their heart, O Lord, and come to your presence, Lord, with their knees, Lord Jesus. Father, in your hands we commit all of them, O God. And Father, now we want to, Lord, remember our precious brother Leonardo and our sister Anika, Lord, as they have come, O Lord, tonight to pray alongside, O God. We know that, Lord Jesus, they are not strangers. They are your children also. Father, I commit them into your hands, knowing their needs, Lord, Father. In Jesus' name, O God, meet them according to your riches in glory. Father, even Lord Jesus, this hour, touch them, O God. And Lord Jesus, deliver, Lord, unto them all the Lord Jesus you've purposed in their lives. The Lord Jesus, it will glorify your name. And Father, we want to remember, Lord, even our pastor, Lord, and the family, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we commit them into your hands. We know how, Lord, every head, oh, how the enemy would turn their guns and every powers against them, because they see that if they can bring the leadership down, then the rest is, is something they can overrun, Lord. But Lord Jesus, we know, God, the Lord, you always raise standard for him, Lord. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, Lord Jesus, let your spirit always raise that standard against them, Lord. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, always keep, O Lord, your servant, Lord, finished. Keep him anointed, Lord. Keep him filled, Lord Jesus, with your grace and with your word, O God. As many that, Lord Jesus, your church will need, O God. Father, supply through him, O Lord. Let your church receive, O God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to say thank you, having, Lord, brought us, stirring up our pure minds tonight by way of remembrance, for us to be mindful, O God, of the things that has been spoken by the prophets of old, and apostles, Lord, the Lord Jesus, we are. You have made us kings and priests unto God. Father, we exercise now our office, Lord. We bring them now to work now. From today, Lord, from this very hour, minute, and second, Lord, as in us, Father, we live here, O God. We are going back to our closest, Lord, carrying our office of priesthood upon us. always, continually, Lord, oh, carrying our brother, our sister, one another upon our hearts, upon our shoulders, and that, Lord, the needs of this house of God will be met, Lord. The Lord Jesus, oh, this church, Lord, who stand to be the one, the Lord, you said you will take upon yourself, a church without blemish, a church without wrinkle, a church without spot, a holy church, you said you will take upon yourself, Lord. Father, take us back to Pentecost. Oh, the same spirit and power working through your children, through your church, manifesting, Lord, oh, the very gifts that, Lord, you gave unto them, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, tonight, we believe every utterance that has been made of God never came from us. But Lord Jesus, as you will us, O Lord, to ask, to seek, to knock, that's what we have done. And the Lord, we know it will never return to us void. We know the Lord Jesus, our brother we've prayed for. Oh, Lord, you will touch him. Our sister we've prayed for, we know you touch her. You know the Lord, you meet each and everyone. Oh, the needs, the Lord, they are looking for God. Oh, thank you, the Lord Jesus, tonight. We know that to God, every request will never return to us void. It has already been established. It is completed. It is settled. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give the glory to you. And Father, even Lord, as we leave you, Lord, we know we are not leaving your presence. We are carrying our priesthood office along. Oh, continually, Lord, we will never fail, cease in praying, oh God. We will always pray, committing one another. But night, Lord, tonight, all what we have requested, we know, Lord Jesus, it will come to us with your glory. Oh, upon it that, Lord, we will testify and give all the glory to you, that it is you that have done it for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to bless you all. Amen. Let the musicians give us one song as we close. Yes, brother. Yes, sister. Your place.